This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day with the intensification of politics on the Republican side of things. Look, this is one of those reasons that you can celebrate your own identification as a member of the GOP, of the Republican Party, and I'll tell you why. Because over the next year, there's no real fight going on involving the Democrats or who the Democratic nominee is going to be. It's going to be Joe Biden. But on the Republican side, well, there is a gigantic struggle shaping up. And the contours of that struggle are outlined by Jonathan Allen, who is the senior national politics reporter for NBC News. He's based in Washington, but has been traveling all over the country to follow, well, big events in the campaign, such as Trump's rally in Waco and more. Jonathan is the co-author of the very important book. It is the leading book about the campaign of 2020, a campaign which, yes, President Trump lost and Joe Biden won. You may have noticed that Joe Biden is sitting in the White House right now, not doing what you may want him to do, but he's there. In any event, Lucky was a tremendous bestseller. He has written recently, Jonathan, on DeSantis and Christie and Trump. And let me ask you first off about a challenge that was placed by the Politico magazine, where they have a lead article that says why Glenn Youngkin would be crazy not to run for president. The Virginia governor offers two things Republicans need: a non-hostile alternative to Trump and a compelling centrist challenge to Biden. Jonathan, before we get into Chris Christie and Ron DeSantis and Trump and Nikki Haley and the rest, what about that idea that there needs to be a new candidate, a fresh candidate, like Glenn Youngkin, governor of Virginia, to help redeem the GOP from all of this squabbling and turmoil?
Well, I think the first priority for the Republican Party, like any priority in, or any party in a presidential contest, is to win. And figuring out what the formula for defeating Joe Biden is, you know, and whether any Republican candidate could do that or only one could do it or somewhere in between is the great challenge. I do question the idea that Republicans need, you know, as it's phrased, a less hostile candidate in this way. I do think the Republican primary voters absolutely want to see candidates who will fight, candidates who will hit hard. I mean, I think that's a lesson that we learned, if we hadn't learned it before, certainly learned in the Trump era, the lesson that we learn when we watch how Republicans interact with each other in Congress, that there is sort of a way in which your ability to campaign in a primary in a tough way is seen as something that translates to your ability to represent the Republican standard in a general election and be the toughest, for lack of a better term, the toughest SOB out there.
Okay, in terms of being the toughest SOB out there, did you travel to Waco? Were you there, or did you monitor President Trump's, what was it, hour and 15-minute speech through media?
I was out there in the bright sunshine on the tarmac, boiling along with the rest of the Trump faithful who were who are out there in the heat as well. And I've also, in the past month, been to Iowa to see Trump speak in Davenport and to see DeSantis speak in both Davenport and Des Moines.
Okay, you were there for the entire speech. You saw them when they were selling T-shirts that said God, Guns, and Trump. You heard the crowd. You experienced the event. What was the one policy proposal, the one legislative proposal, the one proposal for change in America, because people clearly want change in this country? What was the most memorable change that President Trump promised?
Well, his promise to root out what he calls the deep state, you know, which more broadly, I think means really restructuring how the civil service exists versus political appointees in the federal government, and you know, at some level, reducing the size and scope of government. It stands out to me in part because of the language that Trump uses about, again, what he calls the deep state, and in part because I think you would see significant change in that area. You know, that there will be a contest of ideas between, whether it's Donald Trump or anybody else, frankly, who wins the Republican nomination, a real contest of ideas between the Republican view of how the federal government should operate and the Democratic view of how the federal government should operate.
But in terms of, he's talked about baby bonuses, which sounds to me like Cory Booker, the senator from New Jersey, has been talking about for years. Is that going to be an equivalent? Is there any equivalent for this campaign of the promise to build a wall and to get Mexico to pay for it, which animated so much of the 2016 campaign?
I don't think there's anything that compares to that in the combination of its simplicity and you know, the sort of physical magnitude of something that you're promising to do. He has promised that if he is restored to office or returned to office by the voters, that he will finish that wall. He is no longer promising that Mexico will pay for it.
And he promised to end the war in Ukraine in 24 hours, right?
Right. I mean, that's a big promise. You know, he believes that there should be a negotiated settlement. The critics of that approach, of course, believe that such a negotiated settlement at this point in time, when the Russians are on their heels, would be beneficial to Russia and not beneficial to Ukraine. But yes, he will end the war in 24 hours.
Republican primary voters in the latest Fox News poll were read a list of 15 announced and potential candidates for the nomination. The survey was just released yesterday, last night. It found that Trump has doubled his lead since February and is up by 30 points over Ron DeSantis, 54-24. Last month, he was up by 15 points. What's the problem with DeSantis' candidacy, which you've written about? It seems to be stumbling. What's wrong?
So there are a few things. I mean, you know, to your point about the polling, at best he has stalled, and at worst he has fallen behind some, you know, and did so in a period of time in which he released a book and began touring and started getting asked questions. And I think there were a couple of big stumbles, first on Ukraine, where he has, you know, effectively tried to be a little bit of Trump light, in that he's questioning the U.S. commitment to Ukraine, whether there should be a U.S. commitment to Ukraine, and kind of has done it in a few different ways that make him sound like he's still looking for the hard position he wants to take. But it is very much on the Trump side of the Republican Party, as opposed to those in the Republican Party who want to continue to basically continue as we're going in terms of the support for Ukraine. And then the other thing was sort of a forced error, where Trump said that he was going to be arrested, and many Republicans came out and said that the DA in New York is, you know, is way overreaching and trying to get a grand jury to indict him. DeSantis waited a couple of days, and then when he finally said something, he bashed both the DA and took a kind of a side swipe at Trump, repeating the main charge that he, you know, paid off a porn star to keep her silent about their alleged affair.
Okay, we will get to the impact of those indictments, which are looming, perhaps. Who knows? for President Trump and more with Jonathan Allen, senior political correspondent for NBC News. We'll be right back.
The Michael Medved Show.
If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Are you feeling old or tired? This is your immune system telling you your body has too much acid. Is your stomach upset? Acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you really like? Well, Balance 7 will change all of that by diluting the acid buildup in your body. Go to our website, michaelmedved.com, and click on the banner for Balance 7. Use the code MEDVED and get $15 off your order. Call 800-793-9039. Free shipping plus a free bottle of My Smooth Skin and a money-back guarantee.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
The Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, our honor to be speaking with Jonathan Allen, who is the senior national politics reporter for NBC News. He has been out to the rally in Waco, Texas, He has actually followed the campaign and the various twists and turns of the campaign. Now one of the latest has to do with Chris Christie's suddenly very outspoken criticism of President Trump. And given the fact that Chris Christie actually campaigned for Trump in 2016, he campaigned for him in 2020. He, in fact, was one of the people who helped President Trump prepare for his debates with Joe Biden, of which President Trump, one of the debates President Trump canceled. Two of them, he showed up, and they were fairly energetic debates. What's Chris Christie's game, Jonathan Allen? He appears not to have any campaign structure. He hasn't collected any money yet for a campaign. Is he seriously running for president or just running to advance his media career?
Yeah, it's a great question. I think there's some division in Christie world about whether he should use his platform as a television pundit. And, you know, and this moment, where he can go to places like New Hampshire and, give speeches in order to try to, damage Donald Trump without getting into the presidential election. And there are some who, believe that he should go ahead and run for president. And so I think you're seeing a little bit of that, push and pull in him sort of testing the waters a little bit.
And do you think he would be a viable candidate?
But my question to add, it's getting late fast. You know, it's, for anybody who would be a new entrant into this race, it is getting late fast.
And that applies to people like Tim Scott, who's been touring the country. He's been giving high-profile speeches. He has collected a great deal of money, some of it left over from his Senate campaign, which he won handily. When it comes down to it, we're not going to have 14 or 17 candidates like the Republicans had last time in 2016. It will be fewer, don't you think?
I believe that it will be fewer. You know, there was a Fox News poll that was released yesterday, and I think they tested something like 15 names. I suspect most of those people will not actually pull the trigger and run. You know, you've got right now, and of course things can change, but right now you've got a pretty clearly delineated field of Trump, then DeSantis, and then everybody else. And if you're one of the everybody else, you've got to have a pretty good narrative. You've got to have a pretty good structure for raising money. You know, both Trump and DeSantis are going to get a lot of free media attention. Trump, who's always been able to do that, and DeSantis, who is you know, seen by a lot of Republicans as the chief alternative to Trump, you know, is outside of Trump, probably the best in the Republican Party at getting attention to the things that he's doing in Florida and getting attention for, you know, the speeches that he makes as he, you know, for the moment stays out of the presidential race, but looks for all, you know, for all it's worth to be running.
Well, either that or he's promoting his book, which has been a number one bestseller. It's currently number two on the New York Times nonfiction list. What surprised me is there appears to be a great deal of media hostility toward Governor DeSantis. I mean, I was struck by the fact that Piers Morgan asked him about a report from Daily Beast about the way that he ate chocolate pudding. The fact that he ate chocolate pudding, putting three fingers into the pudding and then putting it into his mouth. That just seemed to me, and he copped to it. He said he did that when he was a kid, but he's sure he hasn't done it recently. But the reporters swear that they saw him do that. They saw him eat that way. Are table manners going to be a major factor in the upcoming debates?
I don't think they're going to be, although I would say that one of the, you know, the sort of Trump world hits on DeSantis is that they are portraying him as kind of a weirdo or an oddball. And so, you know, I guess that would be potentially a data point in that argument. But no, I don't think the way the candidates eat pudding is going to be a major factor in who wins.
Well, that at least is good. In terms of one of the other subjects that people have wondered about, The Vice President of the United States is doing this tour of Africa, which has not gotten a great deal of attention. Is there any way that President Biden could pull off a switcheroo and try to replace her with a more effective, more dynamic running mate?
I mean, it's always possible that he could choose to do that. My suspicion is that he wouldn't do it for a couple of reasons. Number one, the sort of overall message that he made a mistake the first time in what is, you know, for a candidate, the most important choice that they have. But number two, I think that he would, you know, he would risk a severe backlash among African-American voters, women voters, African-American women voters, you know, whole sort of parts of the Democratic coalition that even if they're not in love with Kamala Harris as their choice for president in the future would be put off by her being, you know, sort of summarily fired from the ticket.
Okay, in terms of, we were talking about the Republican race, of course, which is the compelling race. I mean, Biden is apparently going to be the nominee and run again. But in terms of going beyond Trump and DeSantis, who is the most likely of the also-rans, the wannabes, in that crowd of people to actually break through and join the competition?
I don't see one right now. And part of that's because there aren't that many people running. So Nikki Haley's running. She's in the race. Vivek Ramaswamy is also in the race. But nobody else, you know, just Trump and those two are the only people who are actually running right now. And I think it's very hard to make the case that people should give you money, that people should, you know, name you in a poll if you are not someone who's running. And I frankly think that that's been something that's been hurtful to DeSantis, that it's not. He hasn't gone out there and made clear that, in fact, that he is running for president. And, you know, there are reasons to think he should get in earlier, reasons to think he should get in later. But it is always helpful in terms of trying to get support to actually be asking people to vote for you.
Then there are all those folks who it's not sure that they're going to run anyway. One of them prominently, Mike Pence, who does not poll well right now. But Jonathan Allen always does, always insightful and informative. Appreciate your coming on the show. We will be right back with more on Kevin McCarthy begging to get together with President Biden. On what? We'll tell you.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA News Update. Parents and students are demanding stricter gun laws at Tennessee's state capitol. After the latest mass shooting in Nashville's Covenant School this week, hundreds of parents are joining community groups to urge legislators to act and stop future incidents from happening. Don Graves and Susan Staley are new parents.
People, especially kids, teachers, are more important than gun rights.
We have to vote the people out that care more about guns than they do about protecting our children.
Two senators sparred over solutions for school shootings. On the Senate floor, Democrat Senator Chris Murphy of Connecticut chastised Republican Senator Ted Cruz.
Legislators who come to this floor to enact legislation to set aside our differences and pass legislation that makes our kids safe. Senator Cruz didn't even sniff that room.
The health of the Pope is improving while he's in the hospital for a respiratory infection. Dave Collins, USA News.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
There's a time that someone from the outside has to step in and they control
Michael Medved.
And on the Medved show, I wish I could take some control and get President Biden to actually agree to something the Speaker of the House wants him to do that is completely necessary and urgent. Kevin McCarthy wants to meet with the president over the debt limit because literally it is a matter of weeks before we have this colossal potential crisis involving a U.S. government default that we are unable to pay our bills. The last time anything like this, we even came close to it. We didn't go over the edge, but we still had U.S. credit downgraded, which means you pay more interest on that crushing, already crushing national debt. Here is Speaker McCarthy talking to the press about wanting to get together with the President of the United States and work something out. Listen, clip 5.
What will the markets react? I think the markets will be very excited that one entity here is taking action. We have been reasonable, responsible, asked to sit down with the president for months. He is making the decision that he wants to put the economy in jeopardy. I don't know what more I can do and how easy. I would bring the lunch to the White House. I would make it soft food if that's what he wants. It doesn't matter. Whatever it takes to meet. I just don't know what's changed from his comments before when he says it's not right if people don't sit down and meet together.
Okay, he is exactly right. And despite the comment about soft food, I think applying to the idea of dentures, I'm not sure that that President Biden actually deploys dentures, but the need for a meeting on this and to deal with this looming crisis at a time when there's too much conversation still, not about the future of the country, but about the past of the country. We are still in the midst of this bitter debate about not what happened in the election, because I do think that the overwhelming majority of Americans, including probably close to half of Republicans, maybe not quite, but understand that Biden won the election. The election outcome is not in doubt. What is in doubt is that entire period of challenging those election results and what happened on January 6th. Mike Pence is now going to be, though he may appeal again, may appeal further, he has indicated at least verbally a willingness to testify on his role and his interaction with President Trump leading up to January 6th. These were his comments today. Listen, clip 10.
We'll be speaking with our attorneys in Washington before the end of the week and sorting out what our next steps are. I obviously have nothing to hide. I've been speaking about those days, writing about them extensively over the last 2 years. But I think the American people deserve the whole story. And I've been sharing that truth with the American people.
Okay, and that appears to me to be a profoundly appropriate thing to do. Speaking about appropriate things to do, there is a new problem involving Russia and an American journalist who was detained there on charges of espionage. This is Karine Jean-Pierre announcing the administration judgment that these charges about espionage don't amount to anything. This is clip 16.
These espionage charges are ridiculous. The targeting of American citizens by Russian government is unacceptable. We condemn the detention of Mr. Gershkovich in the strongest terms. We also condemn the Russian government's continued targeting and repression of journalists. Embassy Moscow has engaged the Russian Ministry of Foreign Affairs on this matter in seeking consular access. I want to strongly reiterate that Americans should heed the U.S. government's warning to not travel to Russia. U.S. citizens residing or traveling in Russia should depart immediately, as the State Department continues to advise.
Okay, that's probably reasonable advice. There's a new film. It's called Tetris, which is a history of that video game. We'll be reviewing it tomorrow. But the film is a pretty chilling portrayal of Moscow in 1989. And you remember, after 1989, there was a feeling that everything would be different. That old nightmarish Soviet Union, KGB-dominated repressive style would go away. It would dissipate. Not so much. The principal deputy spokesperson for the State Department, whose name is Vedant Patel, spoke about the Wall Street Journal reporter, and no, not from the New York Times, not from the Washington Post, but from the Wall Street Journal, America's leading conservative newspaper, and part of Rupert Murdoch's News Corp. And the Wall Street Journal reporter is named Evan Gershkovich, who has been apprehended by Russian authorities. Listen, clip one.
The U.S. Embassy in Moscow has requested official notification of the arrest, and Russia is required to provide that under our bilateral consular convention. Second, whenever U.S. citizens are arrested abroad, we pursue consular access as soon as possible. However, due to Russia's administrative procedures and security requirements, it will likely be several days before that happens. Third, we are in close contact with the Wall Street Journal on this issue. And also, I would like to make it clear that it is not safe for U.S. citizens to be in the Russian Federation. Any U.S. citizen residing or traveling in Russia should depart immediately, as stated in our latest travel advisory. Those who require assistance in departing Russia should contact the U.S. Embassy in Moscow for assistance. Unfortunately, we have seen how the Russian government's escalating repression affects journalists as well as civil society activists and the broader Russian community. Since February 24, 2022, dozens of outlets and more than 100 individual media professionals have been labeled as undesirable organizations or foreign agents for doing their jobs.
Okay, this is indeed very scary, and it's one of those reasons why I don't really believe that it's credible that anyone, not even President Trump, could settle the war between Ukraine and Russia in 24 hours. We are dealing with a malevolent and evil and autocratic regime that is deeply hostile to the United States and what we stand for. I'll tell you something else that is deeply hostile to the United States and what we stand for. It is the prospect that in California, they're talking about reparations, where they would provide reparations for black Californians that could top $800 billion. The question here becomes that if the Democrats proceed with offering that possibility in a bid to try to influence African American votes, even though black people are not in favor of this kind of insane reparations, or at least there's a very big minority that opposes that kind of action. It should be deeply wounding to the Democratic Party. We'll tell you what the latest polling and the latest research shows coming up on the MedVet Show.
I had pain in my hands that kept me from work and doing projects around the home. I heard about Relief Factor on the radio and began taking it, and it left me with pain-free hands again. I was able to do the things around the house that I enjoy doing. I'm so glad I found Relief Factor.
This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more, and helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil, that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
The Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, there was a presentation by economists and analysts about the cost of the reparations they're talking about in California. And it's ironic that California is playing the leadership role here because slavery never existed in California. It didn't even exist during the period of Mexican rule after 1821. And the idea that the United States now is going to be asked to pay slavery reparations to Californians, extraordinary. We will get to that in just a moment. Let me go first to a caller, to Paul in Seattle. You're on the Michael Medved Show.
Yeah, hi, Mike.
Hey.
I'd like to answer your thing about why Biden shouldn't talk to Kevin McCarthy. And the answer is, the Republicans have not submitted a budget. And without that, what are they going to talk about? And also, Michael, I'd like for you to address why you haven't spoken about Fox News being caught lying through the 2020 election and why they are facing a demise with their audience. And they have a blackout about that news, and there's a blackout on conservative radio about that news, that these people, the crazies who have voted for Trump, have been lied to throughout the whole time frame.
Okay, I will tell you that there are several reasons that we have not talked about it. I don't think there has been a shortage of coverage on that issue in media. I mean, it's in the newspapers, it's on cable TV, and it's plentifully available to people. But there's a question of basically attacking people who are in some ways doing the same thing you're trying to do. And the idea that there was a great deal of a problem in terms of Fox News putting forward stuff they knew to be untrue, that they were aware that it was untrue. This is the very essence of the Dominion lawsuit. that is going to be settled, it may have a summary judgment. They may dismiss the lawsuit, or they may dismiss the objections to it. So all of that will be coming forward. But again, I don't think that it is necessary for me to spend time on this show basically echoing some of the attacks that have been placed, and I think appropriately, against some of the voices on Fox that seem to lack respect for their audience. I have enough respect for my audience that I believe that people are already considering a lot of those charges. This email came in from Jeff in Washington, and by the way, 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. Jeff in Washington writes, instead of making our schools into little prisons or military camps, why not put the well-regulated militia back into the Second Amendment and require the licensing and training of firearms carriers, like you discussed about Israel yesterday? We have tried the far right's flood the streets with guns answer since 2004. All we have seen is an increase in gun violence and mass shootings in our schools. Seems smarter and cheaper to attack the problem instead of trying to defend against it. Well, when you say to attack the problem, the problem is too many guns in the hands of people who should not appropriately have access to firearms. And I agree with you. I think that some of the suggestions for increased and enhanced background checks, that is all appropriate. But the notion that getting a guard at a school, and we're not talking about a whole squadron of people, we're talking about one guard at one main entrance, and yes, it was a guard who would be armed, that is a very direct response, whereas the idea of what you're talking about, licensing and training of all firearm carriers, that's a far more massive response in terms of bureaucracy and personnel, and it doesn't go directly to the problem. And the directly to the problem situation is that, frankly, we had a great deal of concern about terrorism, rightly so, after September 11th. And we actually did something about it. And yes, it's inconvenient and a mess to go through the Transportation Security Administration to the TSA whenever you're getting on a plane. And yes, you sometimes have to wait in line. But I think most people recognize that that is actually something that has made us safer and where we can feel more reassured about our transportation system, particularly airline transportation. Okay, on this issue of reparations for black Californians, this is an AP story. And they begin by saying it could cost California more than $800 billion, that's almost $1 trillion, to compensate black residents for generations of over-policing, disproportionate incarceration, and housing discrimination, economists have told a state panel considering reparations. The preliminary estimate is more than 2.5 times California's $300 billion annual budget and does not include a recommended $1 million per older black resident for health disparities that have shortened their average lifespan. Nor does the figure count compensating people for property unjustly taken by the government or devaluing black businesses, two other harms the task force says the state perpetuated. Black residents may not receive cash payments anytime soon, if ever, because the state may never adopt the calculations. Of course they won't, because they can't. It's a ridiculous amount of money, and the entire suggestion is ridiculous. The reparations task force met yesterday to discuss the numbers and can vote to adopt the suggestions or come up with its own figures. The proposed calculations and figures come from a consulting team of five economists and policy experts. Assemblymember Reggie Jones-Sawyer said, "We've got to go in with an open mind and come up with some creative ways to deal with this." What creative way do you deal with $800 million? I mean, really? But the task force must now settle on a cash amount as it nears a July 1st deadline. By the way, I said 800 million. It's 800 billion. Let's be clear on that. For those who support reparations, the staggering $800 billion estimate underscores the long-lasting harm black Americans have endured, even in a state that never officially endorsed slavery. Not only didn't endorse it, didn't practice it. And Bob Woodson, a prominent black conservative, called reparations impractical, controversial, and counterproductive. He told the Associated Press in an email, no amount of money could ever make right the evil of slavery, and it is insulting to suggest that it could. He added that black communities relied on faith and family to build thriving communities following slavery. Some of these communities only began coming apart after we lost sight of those values, which also hold the key to these communities' restoration. Financial redress is just one part of a package being considered. Other proposals, get this, include paying incarcerated inmates market value for their labor, establishing free wellness centers, and planting more trees in black communities, banning cash bail, and adopting a K-12 black studies curriculum. An advisory committee in San Francisco has recommended $5 million payouts per person, as well as guaranteed income of at least $97,000 every year after that, and personal debt forgiveness for qualifying individuals. Supervisors expressed general support, but stopped short of endorsing specific proposals. They'll take up the issue later this year. Look, this is an important issue to bring up, because, frankly, when you're talking about a presidential election, when you're talking about the Democratic Party, when you're talking about the fact that in California, the State Assembly and the Board of Supervisors in San Francisco and official governmental bodies that are dominated by Democrats are talking seriously in these terms, this is the kind of thing that should sway voters to consider an alternative to these radical ideas of the extreme left. Coming up, we'll be speaking to a former FBI agent about what, if anything, can be done to protect the safety of our schools and our population in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master plan destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.